Good morning, and welcome back to America's Leaders from Coast to Coast, the 250th Anniversary Edition. I'm Stephen.
And I'm Leah.
We are heading to the Land of Enchantment today, New Mexico. Specifically, the First District, which is the heart of Albuquerque. We are profiling a representative who brings a very different skill set to Washington. She isn't a lawyer. She isn't a business owner. She is a scientist.
Melanie Stansberry. I love her background because it is so incredibly specific to her state. She has a degree in human ecology. She has a master's in development sociology. Before she was in politics, she was an ecology instructor at a science museum. She was literally teaching kids about the ecosystem of the Rio Grande. That is such a cool origin story for a member of Congress. She calls herself a water wonk, and she wears that badge with pride.
And in New Mexico, water isn't just a policy topic. It is life or death. The state is in a perpetual mega drought.
Exactly. And that is where Stansberry's expertise shines. She talks constantly about hydrology and aquifers. Her big legislative push is something called the Water Data Act. It sounds boring, but it is revolutionary. Basically, she realized that all the different federal agencies, NASA, the USGS, the Bureau of Reclamation, collect data on water, but none of their computers talk to each other. So we have satellites seeing one thing and ground sensors seeing another, but no one has the full picture. She wants to unify all that data so we can actually manage the drought. Her catchphrase is, "You can't manage what you can't measure."
She also has a very interesting political origin story. She didn't just win a normal election. She had to fill some very big shoes.
Huge shoes. She replaced Deb Haaland. When Deb Haaland became the first Native American Secretary of the Interior, her seat opened up. This was in early 2021. It was a quote, special election, and the national media descended on Albuquerque. Republicans thought they could flip the seat because of crime rates and inflation. They poured money in, but Stansberry just absolutely crushed it. She won by a landslide, something like 24 points. It was the first sign that the suburban shift toward Democrats wasn't a fluke. She proved that a science nerd candidate could connect with regular voters.
Let's talk about the district itself, because Albuquerque is a very unique economy. It's not just Breaking Bad and Blue Meth.
No, it is actually a massive science hub. You have Sandia National Laboratories right there. This is where the U.S. government does its most sensitive nuclear research. You have Kirtland Air Force Base, which does research on lasers and directed energy weapons. So you have this incredibly high concentration of PhDs and engineers living in the desert. Stansberry speaks their language. When she sits on the oversight committee and questions a witness about climate data, she can actually check their math. She isn't reading a staffer's notes. She knows the science.
But she also has that gritty local side. She talks a lot about her upbringing.
She does. She grew up in a working-class family in Albuquerque. She talks about seeing her mom struggle to pay the bills. She worked as a river guide for a while. That connection to the land, to the Rio Grande specifically, is very spiritual for New Mexicans. She views the river not just as a resource, but as the soul of the community. She is constantly fighting for acequias, those traditional irrigation ditches that have been used in New Mexico for hundreds of years. She bridges that gap between the high-tech science at Sandia Labs and the ancient agricultural traditions of the valley.
She is the ecologist in the halls of power.
And she is making sure Washington doesn't run dry.
That is our profile for New Mexico's first. Stay tuned for our next profile. Please note AI assists in the creation of this podcast from pointedwords.com. And remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.